It's Red Hot Hoops, an Odyssey podcast, your newest Miami Heat podcast destination. I am Alex Dono alongside Hollywood himself. Wood, I hope you can give me some optimistic type words to make me feel better about this 4-7 Miami Heat start.
Hasn't been a good start, Alex, as we know. I don't have anything too optimistic to share with you at this point, but I'm excited to dive into this thing here and see how we can fix this, man. Get this a little bit better. I love that we're coming to people from different arenas here today. So a lot to get to in the hoops world, man.
You know, I don't want to be the type of show that overreacts and knee jerks to everything when you're 11 games into an 82 game season, but what we've been seeing on the court so far, it's even a little bit worse than the expectation that I had, because I was very skeptical about the way the Miami Heat approached their offseason. And I understand they were definitely going to try to get Kevin Durant before that option fell off the table, but didn't really feel like they had a reasonable plan B for that. That if not KD, if they couldn't swing for the fences and hit that grand slam, that they were basically content to run it back, except running it back without PJ Tucker, essentially, and hoping Victor Oladipo could fill a bigger role. And he hasn't even played this year. So, I mean, did these first 11 games, I'm not saying the Heat can't recover from it, but doesn't it kind of back up the mixed vibes that we had going in that, you know, running it back, it feels way too much like 2020, 2021, right after that bubble run?
It does. It reminds you the last time that these guys ran it back after they had the strong finish to the season and thought, hey, you know, we'll bring these guys back. We'll be able to go on a run. And look, it's very early, like you mentioned, but I think two of the things that you brought up, the first being Victor Oladipo, that's a big one right there. You know, I think there are expectations. I think Miami is just missing. They're missing another scorer right now. You need someone else down the stretch that can score for you. So I think that, you know, when he finally gets healthy, that will be a big addition for this team. And, you know, look, you're putting a lot of faith into guys that don't have a huge sample size, right? I mean, you're putting faith in guys like Max Strus, and he had a big shot the other night, right? And yeah, he's played very well. He stepped up. But Alex, how, you know, stable is this team going to be if you're going to put that kind of pressure on a guy like that every night? You know, the Caleb Martins of the world. I mean, these are guys that have shown that they can play at a high level. Can they do it consistently? You know, and now teams know what the Heat are doing. They're able to kind of lock in and focus in on these guys. I think it makes it a little bit tougher for them. But I am optimistic that you get a guy like Victor Oladipo back, and eventually things start to get a little bit better when you can get an extra scorer in there. Because look, you know, one of the things that I thought Miami did last year that was big was you brought Tyler Hero off the bench. And you had that score on your second unit. You had a guy that you knew was going to come off the bench and give you points. Right now, who are the Heat relying on off the bench that's giving them, you know, much of anything? And unfortunately, that hasn't been there. So I think that's going to be an interesting thing to watch. Duncan Robinson is another guy that I'd love to see get going. You know, he was a big part of this team's success, right? And, you know, unfortunately, when it came to the playoffs, he wasn't able to get on the floor. So and it's kind of carried over into this season. So I do think that there are answers. I think they're on this roster right now. I don't think you have to get crazy. But the other guy that you mentioned, PJ Tucker, that's a big loss, especially on the defensive side of the ball. That is a big loss for this team who didn't make any major additions.
You know, what's been really tough to start the year, you know, there are times when I get frustrated with Caleb Martin, but it's really not his fault because he's, in my mind, he's a backup wing. He's not a starting power forward. So to me, just the flaws in this roster is forcing someone like that to play a role that he's not really meant to play. And then you also just don't have, you know, enough when it comes to your power rotation. You don't have enough at center either when Dwayne Dedman right now is the only real backup for Bam Adebayo. So this is one of those things where, and like, you know, the last couple games obviously have been tough, you know, losing these close games that they lost to Indiana, more recently to Portland. Yeah, I don't feel as bad coming out of the Portland loss because the Heat played really well for almost the entirety of that game. The Indiana game was a different story. They played pretty terrible for most of that game. You know, Eric Spoelstra, all he wants to, and it's proven true for the better part of the last, you know, 15 years, however long he's been in charge, can talk about positionless basketball. But at the same time, you know, I feel like Caleb Martin is being used out of position, and it's not really helping the structure of this team right now.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. And I want to go to one other guy that you mentioned there, Bam Adebayo. And, you know, that to me has been one of the disappointing spots of this team that I didn't expect, right? Like, you know, Kyle Lowry, I don't know what I expected coming into this season, Alex. I didn't, you know, to be quite honest. No, I mean, to be quite honest, at this stage in his career, I didn't expect him to return to, you know, all-star form or anything like that. But I thought Bam Adebayo, you know, you saw the stuff during the off season. He's learning how to shoot. He's adding stuff to his offensive game, this and that. And it hasn't been enough, right? It just hasn't been enough. He needs to play at an all-star level. I mean, I think that's really what this team was kind of counting on, wasn't it? That he would take a huge step forward and play at a really high level. Because if you think about it, right, if you have Jimmy Butler, who you know what you're going to get from Jimmy night in and night out when he's able to stay healthy, if Bam Adebayo was that next guy, if he was the co-star here for Jimmy, then and I think he is to an extent, but I want to see more from him. I think that he needs to be a guy that can take over games. The athleticism is there. He's got all the things that you'd want out of a big guy like that, but it just, you know, sometimes on offense, Alex, something isn't right. You know, it just isn't right with him. And I think that's a big thing that the Heat kind of relied on and were kind of counting on. And unfortunately, it hasn't come to fruition at this point.
Yeah, it's not good when sometimes it feels like, you know, over the last few years, Bam needs to be reminded to be more aggressive on offense. Yeah. And you don't often see it unless maybe it's a game that he's playing in and Jimmy isn't. And I've noticed that vibe with a couple of different players, right? Because there was a game earlier this year when Kyle Lowry actually stepped up and played pretty well offensively, and it was a game that Jimmy Butler missed. So I think sometimes these guys don't feel like they have the green light to really attack unless Jimmy isn't out there. And that's, to me, that's not an indictment on Jimmy. I think that's an indictment on everyone else, that I think that they need to kind of figure out that dynamic when Jimmy's not on the floor.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think another guy who has to jump into that conversation too is Tyler Hero, right? And I know that he's been hurt here, Alex, but man, they paid him. He's in the starting lineup now. He's the guy, right? He has to take that next step and become a very consistent piece for this team. I think it's unfortunate, you know, that the injuries have kind of bit here early in the season. But, you know, I think that this group, you know, one thing that, you know, certainly needs to be mentioned is that they still have Coach Spo with them as well. And that'll be a big thing. And he'll figure this out. They will figure this out and they will get better. But Tyler Hero's got to step up, man. He's got to be that next guy. And especially if this is what we're going to get from Bam, right? I don't know. Does Bam have another level to get to? I hoped that he did. I don't know that he does. Like I said, I think Kyle Lowry, you know, I think he's played well of late, and it's about as good as much as you can hope from him. Tyler Hero has to also get to that all-star level for this Heat team if they want to be competitive, because the East is tough right now, isn't it? I mean, the East is really, really difficult. You look at a lot of these teams that, you know, Miami was better than last year. And, you know, like we talked about in the beginning, you talked about running it back. The problem with running it back is that everyone else is going to see what you did last year and they're going to try to get better. And a lot of these teams did. A lot of these teams got better. You know, Boston made some additions. Philly made some additions. Milwaukee is you know, basically unbeatable right now. Yeah. One loss on the season. You know, Chicago made some additions. I mean, when we got Chicago early in the season, Alex, they were missing two of their best players, and they still look tough. So
they destroyed
these are
us.
a lot of teams that made additions. The Heat, you know, tried and were unsuccessful in making additions, and that's not always a bad thing. But unfortunately, you know, right now you're in a situation where you got to get this thing to click, and you got to get all these guys that you brought back and paid to play at a high level.
I think there's no doubt the East has gotten better. And I love, like, and I don't love it because I despise the Celtics, but if I were a Celtics fan, I love the fact that this is a team that was how close to winning an NBA championship last year, and they still try to fortify and make themselves better. I mean, if there was anyone you could kind of understand, maybe just saying, let's run it back, it would have been Boston, but they still got better. You know, Cleveland, we'll see if the other shoe drops for them, but they're number two in the East right now with an 8-2 record. You know, you mentioned the Bucks looking unbeatable. The Hawks have had a good start to the year. The Raptors, the Chicago Bulls, much improved. I mean, even the New York Knicks are in the playoff mix right now. Thankfully, we're only, you know, 11, 12 games into the season. We'll see how that goes for the full marathon of the year. But this is not the Eastern Conference of 4 or 5 years ago. Like, the Eastern Conference is pretty stacked right now. So when we come back, I want to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly from these past couple of Miami Heat losses and what we can look forward to on Thursday night when the Heat take on the Charlotte Hornets, which, you know, you can't say must win this early, but for my sanity and for Danny's sanity,
it would be nice.
It would be really, really nice, especially, you know, a Charlotte team that's likely going to be without LaMelo Ball and on the second end of a back-to-back where they have to travel from one night to the next and the Heat have the night off. So we'll get to that and more when we come back here on Red Hot Hoops.